AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Protesters are back on the streets of Baltimore. Police are bracing for a big crowd. In the meantime, the nation's new attorney general is pledging whatever help Baltimore needs to help restore calm after violence following the death of a black man in police custody.
Loretta Lynch was sworn in Monday, just before parts of Baltimore went up in flames. In her first public remarks about the violence, Lynch called it senseless, saying while the city has in some ways become a symbol of issues regarding police use of force against black men, it's not unlike other places.
Baltimore is struggling to balance great expectations and need with limited resources.
Baltimore police say they'll give a report on Freddie Gray's death to the city's top prosecutor Friday. She'll then have to decide whether to pursue charges against the officers who arrested him. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Attorneys representing people arrested during this week's violence are frustrated that suspects are being assigned bail they can't make. The Baltimore Orioles beat the Chicago White Sox 8-2 this afternoon, but there were no fans in the stands at Camden Yards, security reasons. Sid Jance watched the game from a nearby hotel balcony.
My fiancé proposed to me at home plate, so this is a really special place for us. And to have them say the public can't watch the game, we were like, yeah, no, we're going to watch the game.
A spokesman for Bill Clinton says a chartered airliner carrying the former president had to land unexpectedly after one of its four engines developed a problem during a flight over Tanzania. The problem was fixed and Clinton went on his way. Government records show FAA officials questioned the mental fitness of that German pilot who crashed his airliner in the French Alps, but then awarded him a U.S. pilot license after his doctor said he had fully recovered from severe depression. This is AP Radio News. Gene Neidich, who founded Weight Watchers, has died at the age of 91. In 1993, she said eating habits begin at a very early age.
A baby cries. If the mother is fat, she gives him a pretzel. If she's thin, she gives him a blanket or a kiss. The difference is that you grow up thinking food is going to solve all your problems, and it doesn't. It makes you cry more than it makes you laugh.
Over the years, Neidich said she made some allowances in her diet. She kept Coca-Cola in the fridge, Klondikes in her freezer, and an occasional potato or extra piece of bread on her plate, but she says she never again touched the chocolate marshmallow cookies she called her ultimate weakness. Neidich says she stashed them in the hamper and ate them by the boxful in the middle of the night, all the while praying she would choke on the next bite. The Food and Drug Administration says it approved an injection designed to melt away double chin fat. I'm Ross Simpson.